Hello, class. I'm Professor Jim Bucket, here to read for you an article I wrote about the Roman naturalist Pliny the Elder. You'll find the text, vocabulary practice, and questions in my newsletter, The Jim Bucket List, at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Look for Volume 1, Issue 11, titled Washington Irving and More. Gaius Plinius Secundus, who lived from 23 to 79 in the Common Era, is usually called Pliny the Elder, to distinguish him from his nephew and adopted son, the lawyer and author Pliny the Younger, who lived from 61 to 113. The elder author was a naturalist and military commander and a personal friend of the Roman emperor. His work is distinguished by his willingness to go out in the field and get his hands dirty, making direct observations rather than just speculating on the nature of things like many natural philosophers of his day. Pliny was a single man, without children. At times, he lived with his sister, mother of his nephew, Pliny the Younger, whom he is said to have adopted. Certainly, the younger man was familiar with his uncle's daily routine, describing his eating and working habits in letters to his contemporaries. His greatest work is called The Natural History, similar to an encyclopedia that contained much of the current knowledge of his day. Its 37 books were completed within a few years of his death and contain new materials as well as summaries of his earlier works and the works of others. It covers biology, both botany and zoology, as well as astronomy and geology. It's also a major source for understanding the art and artists of his time. Pliny died as a result of one of the best-known events of classical times. As a naval commander, he was stationed at Misenum, across the Bay of Naples from Mount Vesuvius, which erupted spectacularly in the year 79. This was one of the volcano's many eruptions, and the one which buried the town of Pompeii. Pliny was preparing to visit the shores near the blast to observe the phenomenon more closely, when word came that some of his friends needed to be rescued. He sailed across the bay in a fast boat. Unable to leave again because the wind was against him, he dined with his friends and was unable to stand up to leave. One story says he was sitting in a bath, perhaps because he had asthma and he was trying to clear his lungs. His friends left him behind, where he died most probably from inhaling the bad air. As we mentioned, Pliny's natural history covered essentially all of the knowledge of his day, but it also contained philosophical observations. Here's some of what he said about humankind's most fascinating subject, humankind, in Book 7 of Chapter 1, titled Man. Humans are the only animals, Pliny says, that have to get their covering, that is, their clothes, by stealing it from other creatures. Nature has given, quote, shells, crusts, spines, hides, furs, bristles, hair, down, feathers, scales, and fleeces, end quote, to other forms of life, and even the trunks of trees are protected by bark. Humans alone, he says, quote, at the very moment of their birth are cast naked upon the naked earth, and abandoned to cries, to lamentations, and, a thing that is the case with no other animal whatever, to tears. This too from the very moment that he enters upon existence. End quote. And again, quote, the animal which is destined to command all the others lies bound tightly hand and foot in swaddling bands and weeping aloud. This is the penalty he has to pay on beginning life for the sole fault of having been born. End quote. He reflects further, how soon do humans gain the power of walking? How soon do they gain the faculty of speech? How soon are their mouths fitted for chewing? While other animals have an instinctive knowledge of their natural powers, some of their swiftness of pace, some of their rapidity of flight, and some again of their power of swimming, humans are the only ones that know nothing, that can learn nothing without being taught. They can neither speak, nor walk, nor eat, and in short, they can do nothing at the prompting of nature only but weep. For this reason, many have been of the opinion that it would be better not to be born, or, if born, to be annihilated at the earliest possible moment. Pliny's alluding there to a common saying, those whom the gods love die young. Also, a footnote points out that when Pliny says that humans cannot eat, he's forgotten that infants don't need to be taught how to suck. And that's that. Don't forget, the full text, practices, and questions are at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Just look for Volume 1, Issue 11, titled Washington Irving and More.